Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people that I love. Happy New Year. Oh, it's going to be a good one. It is a good one. We're creating that right now in this moment. So this is my 700th show. We've been doing this for a while, and boy, what breakthroughs we have made. And I love what LaVon sent me. She said, you're going to start the new year with number 700. Number 7 in the Bible symbolizes completeness and perfection. Genesis tells us that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The number 7 in numerology is a symbol of wisdom, truth, inner knowledge, and a restful vibration. There are 7 colors in the rainbow, 7 chakras, 7 days in a week, and yes, my favorite number is 7. Notice how many times rest or restful is in there. So I'm getting that message loud and clear. A little more balance, a little more rest this year. So thank you, all of you. We have so many people that have been with me from the very beginning, a very good place to start. So thank you, and thank you for all you new people that are just finding this amazing community. I want you to know that I have committed to a strong intention to bring in absolutely everything we need to know about being the state of health and wellness. I'm over with my life on people that I work with, and so I, first of all, created on January 31st the newest webinar, Accessing the Vitality of Your Own Well-Being. I've made a little workshop to go up with it, and everybody's going to receive the highest core belief to reprogram to the positive redirection for health and wellness. Vitality is the core to creation. And that tells you how important being the state of health and wellness is. So I hope you'll join me on January 31st, because you know the more we join together, the more definitive information we bring in. Now, I want to tell you what I've gotten to, and this is days of being guided by the channel. The first place they took me was the body book, and it was basically that we are not, and we started with me, acknowledging, and that was the highest word, that we are not acknowledging the power of the God we are. We are not acknowledging the love that we are. And that is the most important shift we can do. So I want you all to just ask yourselves right now, who or what have you ever given your power away to? For example, career-wise, I was just going up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and then someone in the business hurt me, which reminded me of the same thing that had happened to my father and then my brother. And so inadvertently, without being conscious of it, I gave my power away to, quote, someone who appeared to have more power. Maybe you gave your power away to a dis-ease. Maybe you gave your power away to a lack of money or too much money that you didn't think you were worthy of. So right now, who or what did you give your power away to? All right, she got it. Therein lies the challenge and once you reclaim your power back, the testament to who you really are. All right? So the most important thing to feel into, guys, is you want to unconditionally love yourself for no reason. We do things and achieve things to make us feel better, make us feel safer, make us feel more powerful. The channel is saying that the key to all health and wellness is the unconditional love we have for ourselves. Unconditional. I don't have to be or do anything to love myself unconditionally. And when we practice and can maintain that state, because literally I was working on something physical, which led to a lot of this. And I said, okay, but now what creates it on a physical level? And the channel said, no, you don't understand. All health and wellness is created energetically first. My pendulum just went to my big helicopter, yes. I've had this check with two or three of the people that I trust to test my work. They all get a yes on this, guys. And the more we acknowledge that we are health and wellness, and the more we acknowledge how much we unconditionally love ourselves, the more proof of that power, which is not why we're doing it, rises to the surface and brings us more into the faith with ourself. So I invite those of you to test this with me. There is no physical reason that we get sick or have a malady. It all starts in our energy first. So I would like you to come together and join me in creating this as the highest intention that the community is holding for 2024. Every single solitary piece of information and understanding around being the state of health and being the state of wellness is made clear and successfully apparent to us in this year. And so it is. And so that's why we're starting off on January 31st with this new webinar. Now, you remember that health and wellness is mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. Okay, so we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. We are it, are the frequency of divine love. We love ourselves unconditionally, and so it is. All right, did I cover everything? Yes, I did. We're going to go to the calls. I'm very interested, Paula, in what you have to share here. This little crib note that Stephen... Hi, baby, you're on.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes.
Thank you. Yes, I've been listening to all, you know, the predictions week with Healing with the Masters.
Uh-huh.
And yours was fantastic.
Thank you.
All of this, yes, and all the speakers are so amazing. And so
yes,
I joined the community, and I just feel so happy about it because I've been feeling like kind of real lonely, kind of like, you know, because I don't really have much family, you know, and pretty, you know, alone on the holidays and all that. But this, I just feel so good about it, and it's just amazing.
It's a wonderful, wonderful community that Jennifer has created, absolutely. And the channel wants you to know, you know, of course, I have my daughter and her family. But, Paula, I've lost everybody else in my most immediate family, both my parents and both my brothers are gone now. And years ago, I started having everybody over. We call it the Orphans Thanksgiving, lovingly. All my friends who had nowhere to go. And now that's extended a bit into Christmas. If you don't have your biological family, make one.
Yes, absolutely. Your chosen family.
That's right. Start, and you start being the catalyst for that. I mean, every holiday season, you know, from my Christmas party to my birthday party to Thanksgiving, you know, people say, oh, my God, Dee, what would we do if you hadn't started this 30 years ago? You know, we've been together that long. So don't wait for somebody else, Paula.
Right.
You start creating the family of friends that become your joy and who
yeah.
you share things with. All right, baby? Because you
yes.
certainly have us in this community. You know that.
And it's so wonderful. I love this community. And I feel like, you know, it's so compatible with the Healing with the Masters community. You know, just really, really nice. You know?
Yep.
And there's one other thing I wanted to say, talking about health. One of the speakers was, you know, she communicates with the whales and everything. And she was saying about the frequency, you know, of the sound that the whales make, how it can actually, you know, it changes like structures of water to like bring it into its divine, you know, structure. So I'm just
yeah.
thinking that if we listen to that it can, you know, like be like a tuning fork for us, for our bodies, you know, to bring everything into the divine resonance.
Yes, there's a thing called Whole Tunes, I think, that I play often. Music, you know, ever since Emoto, I believe was his name, practiced it with water. You know, hard rock breaks things down. Beethoven lifts stuff up and harmonizes the molecules.
And Bach.
For me, 60s. When I play 60s, my whole energy raises up.
It's just it's the joy, and you just feel radiating joy and love.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever it is that makes you feel better about you, do it. And that, again, we don't want to have to depend on anything outside of ourselves. And while we're learning to tune in and tap into this amazing place of who we are, of unconditional love, whatever makes us happy serves that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good, Paula. Thanks for sharing that, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
And Happy New Year. All right. Tim in New York, you're on.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, darling.
24.
You too.
Like you said, I'm here working on bringing in this abundance and health new year. And like you said, it all starts with self-love. So I'm trying to do a daily practice of a little bit of meditation.
Okay. Tim, you're not trying.
Yep.
You're not trying. You're doing it.
I am doing.
Yeah, that's right. In this moment, in every moment of right now, you are creating your life. The more conscious you can be of doing that, the more results you get. And we're not doing it for the results. That's really what I want you to get today. You're doing it to live in the state of love. All right, so what's your question?
I guess you might have answered it. I just was asking for any tips that helped me along the way of doing it, bringing great things.
Okay. The biggest tip the channel can give you is don't do it, be it. Do you understand the difference of that?
If you can just give me a slight clarification, I might get it.
Okay. So do you have a love place? I teach everybody to find their love place, which is anything that makes you smile and opens your heart as soon as you think of it. For me, it's my doggy or my new grandson. So what would your love place be?
Oh, it's my son.
Okay.
Yeah, my son.
Okay, so just close your eyes and feel how much you love that son. Yeah, I can feel it from here. Okay, that is the state you want to be. That's the love that you want to be. And like anything, Tim, we achieve that by choosing it, committing to it, and directing ourselves to it. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, that's your answer, and that's everybody's answer today, is when I get up in the morning and I choose and commit to be that frequency and vibration, the universe knows what you want, baby. When you live in and as that vibration, all things are delivered unto you. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank
All
you so
righty.
Much. Yeah, I appreciate
you
it.
Bet. You bet. Thank you. This is great because this is really, 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 we've done so much work to bring in the information that's leading us to this. Okay. Well, now you see Tim. It says Tim's dropped. That's interesting to me because if you wait and hear everything, you expand and expand and expand. So I urge you to stay on and listen what everybody brings in. Diana in New York, you're on.
Thank you for all the information. Congratulations on 700 shows. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're glad you've been sticking with it as long as you have.
I love it.
Absolutely. Everything that's been on the last few calls, health related, the call, you know what you're going to put together for the webinar at the end of the month. I was thinking of the question you asked at the beginning of the show, and my thought went to, I have a lot of judgment about food and drink and what it's doing to my body, especially if I'm not disciplined in what I'm eating. And I recently came across some information just on glyphosate and what's in our food supply. And I'm just wondering what all that's related to in this whole
context. All that's related to, Diana, is that your whole focus is on the negative.
True.
Look, if you're going to work out so that you stay in shape and you don't get sick, your attention is still on getting sick. It appears that you're taking care of yourself because you're working out, but the intention behind it is, oh, I'm going to do this so I don't get sick. You're doing the same thing with food, honey.
Yeah, and like nutritionists and all that I go to. So I know what I need to do. I find, because I've had serious health diagnoses in the past, that my focus goes to when's that shoe going to drop. So what information will help me right
now? Well, your focus goes there because all of your health practices are already there. I'm doing this so that doesn't happen. I'm doing this so that doesn't happen, which keeps your energy focused on it's happening.
Yeah, I'm giving away my power to it. I see it. I wake up and I set my day, and then when I set my intentions, I want to change this. I would like any guidance. And right now I've got something physical that's got my attention in my digestive system. And
I got it. You definitely need to do the webinar, and you hardly ever hear me say that on the show.
Okay.
But this webinar you want to do. And they're taking me to the core belief, I don't know what I want, so I don't get it. You see, I would lay money that you are not going into your love place and directing I am health and wellness, and it feels like love.
I'm not saying that's correct.
Okay. Then you're getting what you're focused on, which is worry about health and wellness and the creation of the lack of it.
Yeah, and as soon as something comes up physical, I get just consumed by it. I see it, and then that's where my attention goes. And I know. I mean, I've listened.
Well,
I,
you don't know. If you're Diana, and I'm saying this with so much love, baby, to know and not to do is not yet to know.
1,000%.
Then you have got to love yourself into the knowing and the beingness of health and wellness, so that every time you start going down that rabbit hole, you stop and go, Diana, I love you. I love you, my beautiful self. This is not going to get you what you want. Feel into how much you love yourself. And in that moment, the more you can do it in that moment, the more health and wellness you create and the experience of it.
Okay. No, I hear you. Thank you. And I appreciate the tough love. It's fear, right? It's fear. It's after having a diagnosis, unexpected, the fear is always there. Like, is there more, right? It just consumes
okay,
my brain.
But you see that you understand what's going on. And since you understand what's going on, you're the only one that has the power to choose to turn it around.
Okay.
Okay?
I do.
Okay. Did you get it? Yeah, you got it. Now you have to start practicing it. The more you practice it, just to feel how much you love yourself. You're not practicing it, Diana, so that you won't get sick anymore. Because then where's your focus?
Not getting sick. No,
exactly.
I think it went in. I feel like it went in that time, but
just live in the state of love.
I have one more test to go, and I'll.
All right. So direct your body to love itself. Say, I'm going to love you just the way you are. I'm going to love just because love feels great.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, Diana. All right, baby cakes.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to Miss Kim in Phoenix. Hello, sexy.
Yes.
I beat you to it.
Yes, you did, supreme sexiness that you are. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, you too, baby. And I claim it. I'm a sexy broad.
Yes, well, we're all sexy people, regardless.
That's right, babe. What can I do for you, Kim?
I know I got a lot of my answer I was calling about. And I need some clarification on one item.
Okay.
When I do the breathing exercise in the morning, I notice that after, like if I have to go on an interview or if I have to go to Kohl's, you know, my seasonal job, my left foot will start to hurt. And I know that's my power side, correct?
No, sides are your power side, guys. Your right side is your masculine. Your left side is your feminine. When they work in harmony, you are in your full power.
Okay, so where in my feminine am I falling out after I do the breathing?
You're not
exercise?
Falling out. You're waking it up.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. You want to walk out into the world more in balance with your feminine energy so that both of them are working together, especially in your interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Take your feminine intuitive, softer side, which is incredibly powerful, more into your interviews.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's just you waking up your feminine side. And the more we love ourselves and are the frequency of love and joy, the more our feminine side marries with our masculine side. And that's really when we create with our full power, is when the masculine and feminine are totally imbalanced. Okay.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. I can see why you went, you see, what's wrong instead
exactly.
of, wow, what's right?
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Let's all start getting up in the morning and going, wow, this is an awesome day. I am creating an awesome day because I am awesome. What's right? What's
mm-hmm.
right about me? Let me acknowledge. Everybody pick one thing that you can really acknowledge yourself for. And with all your energy behind it, I can tell you I am an awesome mother. I can claim that till the day looks level. I'm an awesome mom. And I know that. I am an awesome actress. And I know that. I am an awesome healer. And I know that. I acknowledge. They're saying I am an awesome friend. Which I am. I acknowledge that.
Yes, you are.
So what can you all acknowledge about yourselves right now? What can you reveal to yourself about your awesomeness right now? I'm asking you, join me in doing this daily. And let's celebrate the shifts that we experience in our lives. And we are not doing this to get anything other than being the state of love.
Yes, ma'am. I can feel that.
Yeah, I can too, Kim. Yeah. Everybody just keep acknowledging how awesome you are. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
You betcha. Oh, and congrats on 700. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo indeed. And you've been with me for most of them, babe.
That's true. That's very true.
That's true. Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, there's so many of you that have come a long way, baby. Maria, San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. I knew I was.
Good morning.
I knew that today is the 7th, too, because I'm also born on a 7th. So 7th is my number, too.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Speaking of sound, I have so many questions, but I'll ask only this one. There's something going on in my house, I think it's my house, that's reverberating and causing vibration noises and the floor to shake. So then it shakes my bed. I'm constantly now 24/7 just hearing like vibration noises. I can correlate it possibly only to a security system, which energetically I understand, but physically,
all right.
What?
So, Maria, I'm getting a no on all of it.
Oh.
So, is it an otherworldly force? No. Is it the security system? No. Is there vibration going on in your house? Yes. And this is interesting. The first thing they showed me is like a jackhammer. You know, when somebody uses a jackhammer, it's the vibration is incredibly strong.
Right.
Okay. So is it anything outside of Maria? No. So it's something, it's a vibration within you that is, the highest word they're giving me, Maria, is caustic. And now we're going to a core belief. Not this page. Here. I do not have permission to love who I am. Well, very apropos for today's show. because today's show is all about being love, not having love for ourselves, guys, but literally being the frequency and vibration of love that we are, acknowledging. So it's a true statement. I'm testing it. It's a true statement that the more you vibrate love, the less you will feel this vibration in your house.
Okay.
That's the highest understanding. Yeah.
So I'm hearing things that I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm feeling
to
things.
To bring to your attention.
Okay.
You are creating this to bring to your attention that you want to vibrate in love.
That crossed my mind. I was trying to not let it overwhelm me because we've had issues with neighbors, with music for 12 hours. We've had construction. So I was just, that was all coming up.
Well, sure, because on some level, you are asking yourself to heal yourself so that you don't keep drawing these experiences to you.
Correct.
Okay. So I want you for the next month, don't give these things any energy or attention. Whenever you're feeling anything come up, you take you to the state of love just because it feels good to be there. Okay?
Okay. Is there anything else I need to say to myself of all the things you've been saying to say?
No, it's not about saying anything.
Okay.
It's about being in the state of love so that you realize you are the state of love.
Okay.
Not about the words, guys. You know, I had somebody in a private going, but Dee, I say everything you tell me to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said, yes, but is she in the experience of the love and the joy for no reason? It went right to no every time. It's not about just repeating the words, guys. It's about being the frequency and vibration that allows all of your dreams of your heart to be in alignment with who you are. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, baby. You can do this, Maria. This is the answer to everything you've ever called about, they're saying.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big thing. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I literally could hear her vibration is different today than I've ever heard it. So good for you, Maria. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Thank you, baby Kate. What's up?
Well, I got a very deep, dry cough on Christmas night and way that deep in my chest. And I haven't had that for about 3 years. And we think of the lungs as grief. So that surprised me. Was it grief? Am I healing another layer of grief, or what was the energetic?
All right. So everybody's balanced. Nobody switched. Okay, that's the highest question. I get a yes that it's grief. And this is funny. It was grief about Christmas being over. And I get my really big yes about that. Yeah. And I can identify with that, Kate. I really can identify with that because you guys know I kind of live all year for Christmas. It's my time. I get
wow.
so much joy doing things for people and others. And
well, that's big for me because I had very sad Christmas memories. So that was great. That's a big, that means a lot for me that I've come that far, that it was
yes.
a great year. Yeah,
yes, and acknowledge that and start, and this is for me too, so thank you, start looking at Christmas as the beginning of
Ooh.
New creation, which
wow.
is literally what the birth of the Christ child represents. It's new birth. It's
yeah,
great. Not New Year's. Christmas is the beginning of the new birth, of the new year, of the new possibilities. And, of course, you know, the first thing we're taught is God is love. That's what was love. So this is literally the birth of love for the new year. Wow. I got chills.
Wow.
All over my body, boy. Thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah, I feel my lungs open from that already.
Yeah.
I feel clearing up.
So breathe into the love you are.
No.
Yeah. Let's all take a deep breath and breathe the love that we are. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart, and Happy New Year. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was brilliant. Samantha in California, you're on, baby.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Well, I just have to tell you real fast. I just discovered you, and I am so excited because I've been asking the universe for more guidance and more, you know, another path to start looking at, and I found you, and I've been binge listening to everything you've been doing, and it's really, I love it. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Samantha. And the biggest difference in this community is that we accept the responsibility of self-creation.
Right. And I hear a lot, I've studied Abraham Hicks for about 8 years, and
yeah.
I hear a lot of what Abraham says in you in a more practical application, so I appreciate that.
One of my very, very first teachers, Abraham Hicks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So my question today is, there's a man in my life, Steve, and I wanted to know if the channels believe that this is the person for me that I'm supposed to be with.
Okay, first of all, there's a lot of people that are the person for you, a lot of people that could be the person you're supposed to be with. Okay, the first thing that came in, Samantha, is, if you want to create this relationship with this person, do it only because you want to experience the love with him. There's an ulterior motive that you're using. Guys, and I'm in the middle of creating an incredibly valuable February webinar on relationships with my daughter, who's written two
yes.
best-selling books on it. But this is coming up with so many people right now that I'm working with, that they want to create a relationship to fulfill something in themselves.
Right.
Like,
right.
One person I worked with wanted to solidify the relationship so they could live with the person and be taken care of.
Oh. Okay.
That's not why you want to create a relationship. So why do you want to be with this person, Samantha?
I really enjoy being with him. I really like being with him. I felt like we had a really good connection. I've been single for a very long time on purpose. And I know there's some things blocking me because this is the one thing in my life I don't have. It's the one I have everything else in my life. I
okay, and I'm going to your dad. What was your dad's relationship with your mother?
Not good. Cold.
Okay, so there's a part of Samantha's little girl that's going, I don't want that. I don't want that. And this guy seems really nice, so I won't have that thing that my dad had that I don't want. That's what you want to let go of.
Can you say that again? Can you say it one more time for me?
I can say it again, I think. You see, little Samantha is going, be careful, you don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that relationship your dad had with your mom. And
no,
this guy,
for sure.
And this guy seems to be a really nice guy so that you won't have that. You want to let go of that part of it. This guy is nice and he's loving and I'm complete in me and he's complete in him. And when I'm with him, I feel really good and I don't need him to feel really good. I know how to do that all by myself, and now I just would like to share that with somebody. And this guy seems like a really great guy to share it with. That's very different than I want to be with you because I know you won't do with me what my dad did to your mom. Do you understand?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know that. Maybe I think that he would do that, actually, be that person.
That I get a no on, but the fear that he could is there. And that's your little girl, and that's why you need to work with your little girl. I'm going to take care of you. I am protecting you. I am only magnetizing to both of us someone who is complete and secure in himself, that I can have a beautiful, expansive, love-filled relationship with.
Okay. What core beliefs do I have that's blocking this? What's my core belief?
It's not a core belief. It's the fear that you will create what your mother created, which is not what you want. So just be clear about all the attributes you want in a mate. Make sure health and wellness is there. Make sure he's financially stable, great sex life, whatever's important to you.
Right. Okay. And ma'am, do you have any practical guidance on how to go about things next? Just because I had broken things off with him, and I do kind of want to be back with him, and I'm just wondering what I can do for that.
What you can do is to love yourself unconditionally and say, you know, I love myself and I'm so awesome and I acknowledge the amazing person that I am. And I'm going to trust me. I'm going to trust me to bring in the highest choice in a mate.
Okay, I love that.
All right, honey.
Thank you so much. I really
You're welcome.
I'll call back next week and let you know how that goes. So thank you.
All right. Okay, but remember, everybody, you're just loving yourself to love yourself, not to get
something.
That's right. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, I know. I'm testing it. You do get it. All right, guys. Boy, this show went fast. Look, we're moving in to an entirely new, exciting, expansive, informational year. I'm asking all of you to acknowledge yourselves in every way, to love yourselves unconditionally. That is the highest thing you can do, not only for yourself, but for the state of the world. All right. Let's say it loud and proud. I love me. Come on. Whoop. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.